Moshet, Al Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Forced exchange in Gaza. Three prisoners for 183, including 72 serving high or life sentences. Islamic resistance in Syria announces its first operation in Quneitra. Occupation admits incident. Representation disputes over the Lebanese forces delays government formation as other issues near resolution. The political editor wrote. As US President Donald Trump, known for his surprises, made striking new statements, Washington is preparing for the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, ahead of a meeting with Trump on Tuesday. The agenda includes assessing the ceasefire agreements in Lebanon and Gaza, as well as discussing the planned US withdrawal from Syria and potentially Iraq and its implications for Israeli security. Measures to reinforce that security through alternative strategies will also be on the table. Meanwhile, Trump's latest surprises included denying the publicly stated Egyptian and Jordanian opposition to his proposal for resettling Gaza's residents and facilitating their displacement. He also revealed ongoing serious negotiations with Russia over Ukraine. In Gaza, where the ceasefire agreement remains on a day-by-day trajectory amid continuous Israeli threats to suspend it, a new prisoner exchange was announced today. The resistance will release three Israeli captives in exchange for 183 Palestinian captives. Among them, 18 are serving life sentences, 54 have long-term sentences, and 11 were arrested after Operation Al-Aqsa flood in Gaza. In Syria, the day's major development was the first statement issued by the Islamic Resistance in Syria, announcing its inaugural operation against occupation forces that had advanced near Quneitra. Israeli Army Radio acknowledged the incident, with its correspondent stating, "This is the first time our forces have come under fire after 2 months of freely moving in Syria. It is too early to determine whether this marks the beginning of an armed resistance against Israeli military operations in Syria, but it's certainly a deep concerning event." In Lebanon, Israeli attacks persisted in the south, constituting ongoing violations of the ceasefire agreement. The resistance continues to uphold its commitments while pressing the government to assume its responsibilities and hold international actors accountable. Meanwhile, attention turned to an American announcement appointing Morgan Diane Ortegas as the official U.S. mediator between Lebanon and Israel, replacing Amos Hochstein. Ortegas is known for her unequivocal and staunch support for Israel. On the government formation front, a Saudi envoy is expected to arrive midweek, coinciding with progress in negotiations, despite U.S. pressure to exclude Hezbollah's representation. The remaining deadlock revolves around the representation of the Lebanese forces, as indicated by recent statements from the Lebanese forces leader Sami Jaja. Speaking in a tone of protest, Jaja rejected the application of the same ministerial standards to his party as to others, specifically the appointment of non-partisan ministers, and opposed any equivalence between the Lebanese forces and other political factions, rejecting what he termed the unified criteria approach.